Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of November 12, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. WMT celebrated its 100th anniversary this past Thursday night with an incredible feast at the Okshok Inn in Amana. Along with serving up a great meal, our dear friend Bill Leisenring told many stories about the relationship between WMT and the Okshok over the decades. WMT personalities Doug Wagner, who emceed the event, Ron Gonder, Gary Dauphin, Andy Peterson, Justin Roberts, Randy Lee, and many others shared many other memories and answered questions from guests that evening. We had a beautiful display of WMT photos and items from the archives. Lance Grieco was there to represent the Leo Grieco family. It was fascinating how almost everyone's comments circled back to what an incredible influence Leo Grieco had on their lives. It was a fun evening of reminiscing. And once again, we sincerely appreciate WMT inviting Camp Courageous to this very special evening. This weekend and last weekend were respite care weekends at Camp Courageous. This is an opportunity for parents and care providers to drop off their children with special needs on Friday and then come back on Sunday and pick them up. It's been great times with a lot of nursing students out here helping us out during these respite care weekends. Camp Courageous also has available emergency respite care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So if a family with a special needs child is ever faced with an emergency, Camp Courageous will always be here to back them up. This past week, we had campers traveling throughout the area to WWE events. This is World Wrestling Entertainment events. We have a group of campers that are extremely enthusiastic about watching this, and they really have a good time. Next week, we'll be having a spa trip coming up November 16th and 17th. We're also right around the corner for our holiday parties out at Camp Courageous. We have an adult holiday party on November 17th, and we have youth coming out on the 21st and 22nd of November. Great opportunity. Santa's here. Mrs. Santa's here. Lots of prizes, lots of gifts, lots of free food, and always a great time. So we invite folks to get more information on that at Camp's website at campcourageous.org. Camp Courageous is also in the midst of our after-school Learn to Swim programs. Great programs. We really enjoy the opportunity to give those people in the public the opportunity to learn how to swim. Our Veterans Day event on Friday here at Camp Courageous was a very heartwarming event. It took place at the Mainliner Memorial Park, along with the Durgan Pavilion for veterans and their families. Had a wonderful ceremony, lots of food and activities from bowling to bingo and lots of prizes. And we sure do appreciate, number one, all those people that came out, and number two, all the listeners that have provided our country their great service over the years. A big thank you from each of us. Programs coming up this week. On Friday night, we're at Hills Town and Country. They invited us down for the annual Thanksgiving dinner. We sure do appreciate all the things that they collect for the camp over the years. And we gave them the Trailblazer Award on Friday night. The Trailblazer Award goes out to outstanding supporters of Camp Courageous. And the Hills Town and Country has been supporting Camp Courageous for decades. Wonderful group of people. Sunday night will be in Mount Pleasant as Camp gives a little program to the Mount Pleasant Knights of Columbus. They have been great supporters for many decades, and this is their evening in which they take their proceeds from their Tootsie Roll drives and provide Camp Courageous camperships. Then on Tuesday, we'll be in Pella at Central College campus, giving a program to the Central Red organization. And after that, we'll be heading up to Jessup for another one of our Jessup Knights of Columbus evenings, where they have a wonderful meal, and they also present Camp Courageous with their Tootsie Roll funds. On Friday, we'll be in Tipton for their annual Rotary fundraiser. It's always a great time, and they are great supporters of Camp Courageous. It's always good to see 99-year-old Camp Courageous board member Merlin Holsey, and he's always at that event. On November 16th, we'll have a special program out here at camp for the River Valley Leadership Program. These are high school students from throughout the area, and we invite them to Camp Courageous. We got trivia night coming up with Camp Courageous. It'll be on Saturday, December the 3rd at 7 to 9 p.m. If you'd like to register for that, there's teams of eight. Doors open at 6 o'clock, and it will be taking place at the Monticello Eagles Club. And you can go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org to gain more information on that. We also have the Quick Stop in Dairy Queens in the Dubuque Land area, raising awareness and money for Camp Courageous during the month of November. We appreciate them doing that. You'll see the canisters throughout their locations, and we appreciate your support there. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is now open year-round. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. From now till Christmas, they'll be open on Wednesday nights till 7 p.m. And they now take credit cards along with cash. A big thank you to all the volunteers that make this event such a great event. Camp Courageous also has cocoa bombs and fruitcakes available throughout the area. You can go to Camp Courageous' website for more information on that. Memorials this past week includes our dear camper, Morgan McDermott from Monticello. She is the daughter of Camp Courageous board member Jill McDermott and her husband Mike, a very, very sweetheart of a camper, and our sincere sympathy goes out to the McDermott family. Also, George Platten, a longtime supporter from Manchester, passed away, and our sympathy goes out to his family. The need of the week is batteries, particularly AA and AAA. And once again, Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you.